Previously on Thomas and the Bible. Let's see, I recorded early, so Harley couldn't do an intro then. And today is like Christmas Eve, so I don't expect Harley to do an intro today, you know? So what do you want from me? What am I going to do? Well, I suppose I could remember what happened last week. Well, there were some words. Words were said. Not all of them good. And, I'd hate to be the Israelites right now. It's basically, that could work. Thank you, Harley, for that amazing intro. All right, it's Christmas Eve, not Christmas Steve, which is a joke I tweeted like a year or two ago, and I was all proud that I thought of it, but then I saw someone the other day, I saw a Twitter handle that was like Christmas Steve. I was like, oh, is this a joke that a million people have thought of? Probably. I mean, that's probably most jokes. But then I wondered like how many people have thought of it. Is it just that one guy? Is it just Christmas Steve? Or is his name just Steve? And he's like, oh, I'll just be Christmas Steve just for fun. I don't know. But it was a good tweet. I think it was a good tweet. Probably got like one favorite, you know, that's how I know it's a really good one, you know, when one person's like, oh, I'll favorite that. It's about as much as I ever get. welcome to episode 167, I think it is. Today we're going to read Jeremiah 48 through 50. And Jeremiah goes to 52. Not to 50. Goes to 52. So that means we're not done. But we're almost done. And someday we'll get to something interesting. I promise the New Testament is going to be more interesting. A little note, I just want to say thank you to all my patrons. I know this is a tough time during the holidays, and I think a lot of people have had to tighten their wallets a bit. I hope if you're someone who's thinking about becoming a patron, please do, because I've lost a few here in the holiday times, and we're getting dangerously back down to that first threshold. So, you know, if you were thinking of being a patron, please do it. I have more listeners now than ever. So there you go. So the show is going very well. If you feel like giving back for some of the work, some of the hours of torture that this podcast is reading the Bible, I'd really appreciate it. You know, $1, it comes down to nothing, almost nothing, and it helps the show. So thank you very much. That's patreon.com/TNTheB. And I will be sending a nice little Christmas card your way, if you're a patron, via email, because I don't have everyone's addresses, and you probably don't want to give me your address anyway, because I'll come visit you. You know I would, too. No. All right, so Jeremiah 48. Against Moab, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, woe unto Nebo, for it is spoiled. Kiriathaim is confounded and taken. Misgab is confounded and dismayed. I was just saying that the other day. I was talking to a guy. He's like, hey, how's Misgab and Kiriathaim doing? I was like, well, let me tell you, Kiriathaim is confounded and taken. Misgab is confounded, and the guy's like, and taken? I said, no, confounded and dismayed. You know, so that was an interesting conversation I had. There shall be no more praise of Moab. In Heshbon they have devised evil against it. Come and let us cut it off from being a nation. Also thou shalt be cut down, O madman. Madmen, the sword shall pursue thee. A voice of crying shall be from Horonaim, spoiling and a great destruction. Moab is destroyed. This is a good Christmas message. So on Christmas, Steve, I'd like to give you the message of death and destruction to everyone who doesn't follow God's exact wishes. And probably even people who do. Who knows? He's not very discriminate. He just kind of kills. He's just like, just kill. Whatever. We'll figure it out later. Everybody dead. Yeah. Hopefully some of them were sinners. I don't know. I'm not that precise. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For in the going up of Luhith, continual weeping shall go up. For in the going down of Horonaim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives, and be like the heath in the wilderness. For because thou hast trusted in thy works and in thy treasures, thou shalt also be taken. And Chemosh shall go forth into captivity with his priests and his princes together. And the spoiler shall come upon... Oh, spoiler alert! The spoiler shall come upon every city, and no city shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as the Lord hath spoken. Give wings unto Moab, that it may flee and get away, for the cities thereof shall be desolate without any to dwell therein. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. You know, I'm thinking as I read this, because there's nothing happening, I need to have some eggnog. So I'm by myself. It's Christmas Steve. Hi, Christmas Steve here. Christmas Steve, and you know, the wifey, the fiance, whatever, girlfriend thing. She's home with the family now. I'll be going home tomorrow probably. And I was just thinking, I should just go. I don't know if anything's open. There's got to be a Safeway open, right, or some sort of. I should just go get some eggnog and then put a bunch of brandy in it and just drink a lot of it. What do you think? Sound like a good idea? That'll be my night. Just, you know, just do that. It's not depressing at all. I got cats. Look, I'm not alone. I got cats to sit and drink with me. I'm fine. I'm fine, guys. I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah, no, it's always depressing. But tomorrow will be fun. Anyway, Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and he hath settled on his lees. Lees. L-E-E-S. Let's look that up, friends. You're my only friends now, so let's look up lees together. Fermentation, maybe? I don't know. But lees definition. The sediment of wine in the barrel? The most worthless parts of something. So let's see. Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and he hath settled on his lees, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. So it's a metaphor. So it's saying Moab, you need some cleansing. The Lord's like, Moab's been sitting around a while. He's got this sediment on the bottom. You know, how about we churn Moab up a bit, I think. Therefore, behold, the days to come, saith the Lord, that I will send unto him wanderers that shall cause him to wander, and shall empty his vessels and break their bottles. And Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel and their confidence. How say ye, we are mighty and strong men for the war? Moab is spoiled and gone up out of her cities, and his chosen young men are gone down to the slaughter, saith the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near to come, and his affliction hasteth fast. All ye that are about him, bemoan him, and all ye that know his name, say, how is the song staff broken, the beautiful rod? Thou daughter that dost inhabit Dibon, came down from thy glory and sit in thirst for the spoiler of Moab. Spoiler alert. For the spoiler of Moab shall come upon thee, and he shall destroy thy strongholds. O inhabitant of Aroer, how do you pronounce that? A-R-O-E-R, Aroer. Stand by the way and espy. Ask him that fleeth and her that escapeth, and say, what is done? Moab is confounded, for it is broken down. Howl and cry. Tell ye it in Arnon that Moab is spoiled. And judgment is come upon the plain country, upon Halon, upon Jehazza, and upon Mephath, and upon Dibon, and upon Nebo, and upon Beth-Dilith-Mibloth, and upon Kiriathaim, and upon Beth-Gamul. Hey, guys, guess what? Some places. Cool, we get to hear a list of places. Yay! Guess what, kids? Dibon, and upon Nebo, and upon Beth-Dilith-Mibloth, and upon Kiriathaim, and upon Beth-Gamul, and upon Beth-Meon. Lots of places that start with Beth. That must have been kind of confusing. Are you from Beth-Gamul? No, I'm from Beth-Meon. It's Beth something. Wait, are you sure it's not Beth Dilith-Mibloth-Lane? No, it's definitely not that. It's Beth Gamul. Wait, Beth-Meon. Beth-Meon? Beth Gamul. And they're like in totally different places. So if you drive, you know, if you drive toward one and then you remember like, oh, it's Beth-Meon, not Beth Gamul. I'm an idiot. Yeah, turn the car around. And upon Kiriath and upon Bozrah and upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near, the horn of Moab is cut off, His arm is broken, saith the Lord. Make ye him drunken, for he magnified himself against the Lord. Moab also shall wallow in his vomit, and also shall be in derision. So what did Moab do exactly? Let's, you know what? We're on it. We're in a research mood. Let's find out what's going on with Moab. Moab. Well, there's a Moab, Utah. Moab in Jeremiah. Jeremiah. What do they do? What? Okay, 48. Oh, it just took me to the exact verse. No, tell me what's going on, damn it. Prophecy against Moab. I want to know. Bible commentary. Here we go. Jehoiakim rebelled against Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar, blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's some lights. Moab and Ben-Ami. The descendants evidently still kind of... This is way too dense. Someone in you know, a couple sentences, tell me what is going on with Moab. What's the deal with Moab? Well, let's look at Wikipedia. That's always interesting. Biblical narrative. Moab and Ammon were born to Lot and Lot's elder and younger daughters, respectively, in the aftermath of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible refers to both the Moabites and the Ammonites as Lot's sons. The Moabites first inhabited the realm. I'm not going to read this whole thing. Come on, tell me what's going on. Jeremiah, here we go. Decline and fall. I don't know. Whatever. They're bad. Let's face it. They're bad. That's all it ever is, right? It's like, oh, you're awful. The Moabites opposed the Israelite invasion of Canaan. Oh, who knows when that was, though? Don't tell me. Okay, well, we'll never know. Basically, they did something. We don't know what, but they did something. O ye that dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove that maketh her nest in the sides of the hole's mouth. What? We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceeding proud. His loftiness and his arrogancy and his pride and the haughtiness of his heart. I know his wrath, saith the Lord, but it shall not be so. His lies shall not so affect it. Therefore, I will howl for Moab. I will cry. What if it was Moab? That'd be kind of funny. What if it was pronounced Moab this whole time? I'm going to say it's Moab, but what if it was Moab? Mine heart shall mourn for the men of Kir-Hares. O vine of Sibma, I will weep for thee with the weeping of Jazer. Thy plants are gone over the sea. They reach even to the sea of Jazer. The spoiler is fallen upon thy summer fruits and upon thy vintage. And joy and gladness is taken from the plentiful field and from the land of Moab. And I have caused wine to fall from the wine presses. None shall tread with shouting. Their shouting shall be no shouting. What? Okay. Excellent writing there. From the cry of Heshbon even into Elia. Even to Jahaz, have they uttered their voice from Zoar, even unto Horonaim, as an heifer of 3 years old. For the waters also of Nimrim shall be desolate. Moreover, I will cause to cease in Moab, saith the Lord, him that offereth in the high places, and him that burneth incense to his gods. Therefore mine heart shall sound for Moab like pipes, and mine heart shall sound like pipes for the men of Kir-Hares. Because the riches that he hath gotten are perished. For every head shall be bald, and every beard clipped. Upon all the hands shall be cuttings, and upon the loins sackcloth. There shall be lamentation generally upon all the housetops of Moab, and the streets thereof. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Man, that's an interesting... Do I ever sneeze on this show? That, like, never happens. I would edit that out, but it doesn't ever, I never, do I ever sneeze on here? Do we have a sneeze count, Harley? Harley, what's my sneeze count? Doesn't happen that often. That's weird. So I thought I'd leave it in, you know, rare glimpse. Look, I'm just like the rest of you, okay? I'm not special. I know you guys think of me as, you know, I'm a celebrity. I'm like a, you know, I'm a, oh, I wonder how he lives. Like, he's so much better than everybody. Yeah, I know. Yes. But also, I mean, in some ways, I'm just like you. In some ways, I mean, you know, a lot better looking, you know, get sitting on mountains of cash, you know, but hey, I sneeze every now and then, you know, I'm kind of just like you, you know, I'm not, you know. Moreover, I will cause to cease in Moab, saith the Lord, him that offereth in the high places and him that burneth incense to his gods. Therefore, my heart shall sound for Moab like pipes, and mine heart shall sound like pipes for the men of Kehiris, because the riches that he hath gotten are perished. For every head shall be bald and every beard clipped. Upon all the land shall be cuttings, and upon the loins sackcloth. There shall be lamentation generally upon all the housetops of Moab and the streets thereof, for I have broken Moab like a vessel, wherein is no pleasure, saith the Lord. They shall howl, saying, how is it broken down, and how hath Moab turned back with shame? So shall Moab be a derision and a dismaying to all them about him. For thus saith the Lord, behold, he shall fly as an eagle, and shall spread his wings over Moab. Kerioth is taken, and the strongholds are surprised, and the mighty men's hearts in Moab are at that day shall be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. Any women out there in their pangs? Huh? Hey, any of you women out there listening, you in your pangs? Okay, just checking. And I don't know what that means. Is it like on your period or something? In your pangs. And Moab shall be destroyed from being a people, because he hath magnified himself against the Lord. Fear and the pit and the snare shall be... It really is every... Okay. This is my problem with... this is my minor problem with the Bible. I know, just one minor thing. God is just like, I think Moab deserves to die. And Moab, meanwhile, is a place filled with thousands and thousands of people. It's probably not, you know, obviously not millions, but thousands. And the Lord is just like, yeah, Moab's got to go. They got to, they magnified themselves against me. It's like, really? Every one of, did every one of them do it? Like, how many did it? Was it one guy? Was it literally every one of them were like, you know, F you, Lord. Is that what happened? Or what, like, the Lord is not very precise. He's just, I don't like Moab. Look, stop asking me questions. I just don't like Moab anymore. Go kill him. Somebody go kill him, please. Fear and the pit and the snare shall be upon the inhabitant of Moab, saith the Lord. He that fleeth from the fear shall fall into the pit. And he that getteth up out of the pit shall be taken into the snare. For I will bring it even upon Moab the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. They that fled stood under the shadow of Heshbon because of the force. But a fire shall come forth out of Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon, and shall deliver the corner of Moab and the crown of the head of the tumultuous ones. Woe be unto thee, O Moab, the people of Chemosh perisheth. For thy sons are taken captive and thy daughters captives. Yet I will bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days, saith the Lord, thus far as the judgment of Moab. And we're on to 49, because why not? I mean, 48 was such a hit that we definitely want to hear 49. All right. Concerning the Ammonites, thus saith the Lord, hath Israel no sons? Hath he no heir? Why then doth the king inherit Gad, and his people dwell in his cities? Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that will cause an alarm of war to be heard in the Rabbah of the Ammonites. And it shall be a desolate heap, and their daughters will be burned with fire. And then shall Israel be heir unto them that were his heirs, saith the Lord. Howl, O Heshbon, for Ai. Is that a place? Ai is spoiled. Ai. Is it Ai? Ai. Ai is spoiled. Cry, ye daughters of Rabbah. Gird you with sackcloth. I would Google Ai, but I don't know if it'll come up, because it's just Ai. Ai. Yes, it just keeps saying AI, the artificial intelligence. Maybe there's the dictionary. I'll have like a different. Nope. Come on, be a place. Technology in the Bible. Ruins. Here we go. One of the royal cities of the Canaanites. Okay. Aye. So that's what it is. I found it, guys. My crack research team. Found it. Cry, ye daughters of Rabbah, gird ye with the sackcloth, lament and run to and fro by the hedges, for their king shall go into captivity and his priests and princes together. Wherefore gloriest thou in the valleys, thy flowing valley, O backsliding daughter, that trusted in her treasure, saying, who shall come unto me? Behold, I will bring a fear upon thee, saith the Lord God of hosts, from all those that be about thee. And ye shall be driven out every man right forth, and none shall gather up and wandereth. And afterward I will bring again the captivity of the children of Ammon, saith the Lord. Concerning Edom, thus saith the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more, and Teman, is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Flee ye, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will visit him. If grape gatherers come to thee, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? It's a good question. It's a very good question. If thieves by night, they will destroy till they have enough. But I have made Esau bare, and I have uncovered his secret places. Oh, and this is getting bouch bow wow. And he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled. Ew. And his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not. Leave thy fatherless children, I will preserve them alive, and let thy widows trust in me. For thus saith the Lord, behold, they whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunken, and art thou he that shall altogether go unpunished? Thou shalt not go unpunished, but thou shalt surely drink of it. For I have sworn by myself, saith the Lord, that Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all the cities thereof shall be perpetual wastes. I have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent unto the heathen. How do you hear a rumor from the Lord? Is the Lord like, okay, listen. All right, I got to tell you something, but you cannot tell anyone. Kathy is cheating on her husband. I swear to God. Really, Lord? Yeah, I swear. I swear to me. Kathy is, but you can't tell anyone. I told you, I can't tell you how I know, but I'm positive. I know, Kathy. Can you believe it? Oh my God, what a bitch. Okay, so don't tell anyone. Is that how that got, like, how, I've heard a rumor from the Lord. Like, I'm not going to say for sure, but, and an ambassador is sent up unto the heathen, saying, gather ye together and come against her and rise up to the battle. For lo, I will make thee small among the heathen and despised among men, for thy terribleness hath deceived thee, and the pride of thine heart. O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, that holdest the height of the hill, thou should, thou, there's a lot of thou in thou, is a lot of weird T-H-O-U's happening. Okay. Though thou shouldest make thy nest as high as the eagle, I will bring thee down from the fence, saith the Lord. Also Edom shall be a desolation of Smaug. Everyone that goeth by it shall be astonished and shall hiss at the plagues thereof. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, God is like, you may remember me from such overthrows as Sodom and Gomorrah. And the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, no man shall abide there, neither shall a son of man dwell in it. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan against the inhabitation of the strong. But I will suddenly make him run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? And who will appoint me at the time? And who that is shepherd that will stand before me? Therefore, hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Edom and his purposes. And he hath purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their inhabitations desolate with them. The earth is moved, and at the noise of their fall, and the cry of the noise thereof was heard in the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly as the eagle into the future. And spread his wings over Bozrah. And at that day shall the heart of the mighty man of Edom be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. Again with the pangs. We went hundreds of pages without hearing about pangs, and now all of a sudden it's pangs. I guess that's how they know, like, who wrote what. I know there's a lot of scholarship about that. But you can really tell, like, oh, someone else wrote this, because before they used to use this one phrase for a woman's period. I don't remember what it was. But now they keep saying pangs. And, like, we've never heard that before, I don't think. Anyway. Pangs. Concerning Damascus, Hamath is confounded and Arpad, for they have heard evil tidings. They are faint-hearted. There is sorrow on the sea. It cannot be quiet. Damascus is waxed feeble and turneth herself to flee, and fear hath seized on her. Anguish and sorrows have taken her like a woman in travail. How is the city of praise not left, the city of my joy, the city I live in, the city of angels? Lonely as I am, together we... Something, I forget what, sing, cry, together we... Therefore, her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will kindle a fire in the wall of my kindle fire of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Concerning Kedar, and concerning the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, shall smite, thus saith the Lord, arise ye, go up to Kedar, and spoil the men of the east. Their tents and their flocks shall they take away, and they shall take to themselves their curtains, and their vessels, and their camels, and they shall cry unto them, fear is on every side. Flee, get you far off, dwell deep, O ye inhabitants of Hazor, saith the Lord. For Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath taken counsel against you, and hath conceived a purpose against you. Arise, get you up into the wealthy nation that dwelleth without a care, saith the Lord, which hath neither gates nor bars, which dwell alone. And their camels shall be a booty, and the multitude of their cattle a spoil, and I will scatter into all winds them that are in the utmost corners, and I will bring their calamity from all sides thereof, saith the Lord. And Hazor shall be a dwelling for dragons, and desolation forever. There shall no man abide there, nor any son of man dwell in it. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might, and upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds, and there shall be no nation whither the outcasts of Elam shall not come. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies, and before them that seek their life, and I will bring evil upon them. Even my fierce anger, saith the Lord, and I will send the word, I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them. And I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from thence the king and the princes, saith the Lord. But it shall come to pass in the latter day. Well, why don't you just do all this? I always think this, like, the Lord does a lot of talking about, like, someday I'm going to punish you people. Someday I'm going to do this and do that and blah, blah, and blah, blah. And then it's like, well, just do it. Why are you telling people about it? Just do that. And then get someone to write about it. Be like, hey, write down what I did. Oh, okay. But there's always this. But it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, saith the Lord. All right, we're on 50, and it's friggin' long. Jeez, this is a long reading today. Oh, well. The word that the Lord spake, Jeremiah just won't quit. Jeremiah just insists on existing. He's really not going anywhere. He's like, sure, you're almost done with me, but guess what? I'm going to give you some really long chapters. You'll never be rid of me, never! Okay, the word that the Lord spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare ye among the nations, and publish and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded. Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein, and they shall remove, and they shall depart, both man and beast. In those days, and at that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, and they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, shall go and seek their Lord, their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people hath been a lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray, and they have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill and have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, "We offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Remove out the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence shall they be taken. Their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain, and Chaldea shall be a spoil. All that spoil her shall be satisfied, saith the Lord. Because ye were glad, because ye rejoiced, O ye destroyers of mine heritage, because ye are grown fat as the heifer at grass, and bellow as bulls, your mother shall be sore confounded. She that bare you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindermost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, a desert." This is a weird chapter. "Because of the wrath of the Lord, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourselves in array against Babylon round about. All ye that bend the bow, shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she hath sinned against the Lord. Shout out against her round about. She hath given her hand, her foundations are fallen. Her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her, as she hath done, do unto her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handleth the sickle in the time of harvest. For fear of the oppressing sword, they shall turn every one to his people, and shall flee every one to his own land. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. The king of Assyria hath devoured him. And at last, this Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria, and I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his, or Carmel. Carmel. It said feed, so I just, my mind went to Carmel, like, feed him. I'm going to eat some Carmel, And while I'm eating this Carmel, I'm going to destroy Bashan. A bunch of warriors coming through, like, kill you. This caramel's yummy. I'm gonna kill you. And I'm gonna kill you. And would you like some caramel? And I'm gonna kill you. Caramel. And his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, and at that time, and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. And the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. What? For I will pardon them whom I reserve. Okay. Go up against the land of Merithaim, even against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Waste and utterly destroy after them, saith the Lord, and do according to all I have commanded thee. A sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among nations? I have laid a snare for thee. Thou art also taken, O Babylon, thou wast not aware. Thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against the Lord. The Lord hath opened his armory, and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the utmost border. Open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks. Oh my God, it just keeps going, guys. I can't believe this chapter. Slay all her bullocks and let them go down. This is a good Christmas message again. We're just talking about destroying an entire, civilization. Kill them all. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come at the time of their visitation. Whoops, I thought I turned that off, but apparently I did not. I don't know if you guys heard that. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion vengeance of the Lord our God and the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow, camp against it round about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her work, according to all that she hath done. Do unto her, for she hath been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith the Lord. Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, saith the Lord God of hosts, for thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee, and the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up. And I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it will devour all round about him. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. Their Lord, the Lord of hosts, is his name. He shall be thoroughly plead in their cause. No, he shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, saith the Lord, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her. And they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up, for it is the land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the islands shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited forever. Neither shall it be dwelt. Basically, something's going to get destroyed. That's the entirety. This drives me nuts. This book drives me nuts. That's the entirety of this 46-verse chapter. And moreover, it's the entirety of this entire book. But a place is going to get its ass kicked. That's it. That's 46 verses I could have saved you. I could have saved us all like 20 minutes. A place is going to get its ass kicked. That's it. That's all this is. For land of graven images, and they are mad on their idols. Therefore, the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the islands shall dwell there. And the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited forever. Neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, no man shall abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. They shall hold a bow and the lance. They are cruel and will not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon horses. Everyone put in array like a man to battle against thee, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon hath heard the report of them, and his hands waxed feeble. Anguish took hold of him, and pangs again of a woman in travail. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan under the habitation of the strong, but I will make them suddenly run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I might appoint over her? For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Therefore hear ye the counsel of the Lord, that he hath taken against Babylon and his purposes, that he hath purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out, surely he shall make their inhabitation desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. Alright, this is the next episode will be the last episode featuring Jeremiah. We will be done with it. Will things change? I don't know. But thank you so much for listening. I wish you very happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Festivus, whatever your holiday happens to be. I'm going to be sending out a little Christmas card, digital Christmas card to my patrons. So that'll be fun. It's cute. We got the cats all dressed up. It's a good one. That's all to say. I guess I'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much, my patrons, for your support. I really, really appreciate you. Especially around holiday time. I really appreciate it. And please go to patreon.com/TNTheB if you'd like to support the show. Keep it alive, because it will die. If not for you guys. All right. Merry Crimbus. See you next week.